Religion is portrayed as being heartless because the sofer, the scribe, when he was writing the divorce, omitted putting the dot at the end of the yud, so the divorce had to be declared invalid, and this poor woman, her husband never gave her another divorce, and she remains all of her life stranded, etc. It was an attempt to exaggerate and to ridicule the religion, and to show that the halacha really was against the people. People like Yehuda Leib Gordon, Moshe Leib Lilienblum, these are all famous names from the Haskalah. And later we'll see Chaim Nachman Bialik and others. It's tragic, ironic, I don't know what word to say, that their names are all forgotten today. Even in the secular schools in Israel, they command very little attention. Because, again, everything that was the basis of their world, the past century has destroyed. The past century has shown to be invalid. And therefore, their goals, their ideals had almost no echo in today's Jewish world. But the harm that they did does have an echo. I mentioned that there were different types of Haskalah. I want to, before I discuss these different types, I want to point out one more thing that's very important for us always to remember. I've mentioned it many times, and that is that Jewish history does not occur in a vacuum. It is completely influenced by the environment and times in which it occurs. And the 19th century was a time of great change in the Western world, throughout civilization. And one of the great changes was that the individual person enjoyed a measure of freedom that he never enjoyed before in Europe in the past 1,000 years. He was not under the control of the church. To a certain extent, he was not under the control of the government to the extent that he had always been. He was not under the control of others. So he had a freedom for the first time. And in that freedom, the freedom from community control, the freedom from governmental control, the freedom from the control of the church, so that there was room for all sorts of radicalism, all sorts of ideas, as we will see, ranging from Marxism to the most nationalistic of ideas. Laissez-faire capitalism to communism. All of these things could occur because people felt themselves freer than they ever felt before. That idea came east to the Jewish world as well. And when it came to the Jewish world, so the maskilim fanned the flame, but the flame was there. The fire, it was there anyway. The fire was that for hundreds and hundreds of years, each individual Jew had been under the control of the kehillah. He'd been under the control of the community. He couldn't get married, he couldn't get buried, he couldn't go in, he couldn't go out. He had to always come on to authority. And even though the shackles of authority were not loosed for the Jewish people in the 19th century, but Jews felt differently for the first time. They felt somehow free to disagree. And the disagreement eventually centered about religion, even though most of the issues were not religious and had nothing to do with religion. But because the main issue was a class issue, the upper class, the symbols of authority, the establishment versus the lower class and the masses and those that felt deprived and downtrodden, because that was the main issue, the matter of religion suffered because the establishment represented religion and many times represented religion with its worst face. many times we're guilty of